Hello? Hello, Rick. You guys got me? Yeah. Cool. Wow. All right. Here we go. Thank you. Yeah.
Since we're not doing anything fearful, I know that the Lord is with you, but we got people. Are they coming in the back? If you guys can scoot in just a tad so we can get people sitting down, that would be super helpful. Because anything happens, we run across the back, all those little people get their heads.
Cool. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Yeah, there's some new people. There's new people here, so that's cool. We got new people back there. I've got a new person coming next week. Yeah. I got a new kid. Yeah. People say, oh, do you guys have new people at your church? I'm like, yeah, I've got one coming next week. And we got plenty. Wow, I wonder if I'll be like my dad. I wonder that. Lately, I'm going to be a dad, and I wonder if I'll be like him. You know, he used to discipline us certain ways, and I wonder if I'll do that. One time he spanked me so hard I stopped crying. That was pretty good. And I wonder if, you know, I'll seek the Lord like he did. There was a time where my dad was just seeking the Lord every day. And I wonder if I'll be, you know, towards my wife like he was and work like he did. And I also wonder if he'll brag about, or I wonder if I'll brag about my children like he did. He used to brag about me all the time. Especially when I was doing jiu-jitsu, he used to have me fight all my friends. And this one time, we were at this park, I think it was my school, I was probably 8 years old, and I'm hanging there on the pull-up bar, because he used to make me hang on the pull-up bar until I couldn't. And I'm hanging there, and I'm looking at my dad, and then these two older kids walk up. My dad says, hey, you kids think you can do more pull-ups than my son? And I'm like, dad, what do I do? And honest, that's true. I was probably 8 years old, and these kids are like 12. You know, that's third grade and then sixth grade, you know? And these kids were big kids, and sure enough, I think he says, Bronson, do them as much as you can, you know? I'm like, and then I'm he's like, I'm like, one more. He's like, one more, you can do it, one more. I don't know how many I did, but I did probably 12 or something, and the kids only did like one or two. Yeah. Yep. And then my sisters were standing right there, and he's like, hey, you guys aren't as pretty as my daughters. Now get out of here. Just kidding. He used to brag about us all the time. So I wondered, like, will I brag about our daughter like that? You know, will I say how pretty she is? And I wonder what it's going to be like, you guys. I have no idea. And it's really cool to be in this fellowship and look forward to that. So my pops lately has been doing estate sales. And he's finding these really old toys for Birdie, our daughter. And most of them are really, really cool, really old. And I brought one of them here today. It's a little bit creepy. And I wanted to show you guys. So it's a... Have you guys seen one of these? He's got the coolest old toys at these estate sales. This is the... London Bridge is falling down, and it goes when it wants to. It's so creepy that it's like, it just stops, and then it goes, and I'll be up at night, you know, going to the bathroom, and here is it. It's going. It just goes when it wants to. It's like Toy Story with Andy he's got his toys, and then you go to Sid's house, and there's like these creepy, that's like this thing right here. I have a birdie on there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to leave this over here. I've recently watched Toy Story, and actually that's a great movie. Have you guys, Toy Story? Yep. First digitally generated animated film by Pixar. So that movie, here we go, see? It'll stop. That movie came to my mind with the sermon. So you got Woody, he's the main toy, and then you've got all these other random little toys, Potato Head, you got the T-Rex, which is Rex. You gotta see it, it's so funny. You've got y'all the little like army figure guys, you know. And there's this economy to the room. It's so funny that Woody's just, he's in charge because he's Andy's favorite toy. And they've all got Andy written on their foot because that's what Andy does. He writes his name on all their toys, all of his toys. And so Woody's just happens to be his favorite toy. And then Buzz Lightyear comes one day and just takes over. And there's that Randy Newman singing that song. And it's like so depressing when all the things go to Buzz. And then it's just like, whoa, Woody is under the floor. And then Woody gets jealous. And that's kind of where the movie picks up, is Woody gets so jealous that he plots to get rid of Buzz Lightyear. And then the other toys kind of kick Woody out of the family. They excommunicate him. And and then there's this big scheme to get Buzz back to the house and to say, hey, I didn't mean to do this. We're friends, right, Buzz? And we're all good, and everything's going to be fine, and we're going to be Andy's favorite toys together. I don't know, I guess, but it kind of goes into Buzz and Woody are, they're both trapped outside of Andy's room, and then they try to come back. Well, they go to Sid's house, and it's crazy. Anyway, it's good. It's good. So that, to me, that sort of reminds me of the Corinthian church. There's jealousy going on, and the church hasn't gotten over that, you know. I think, you know, there's so many, how many denominations of Christian, you know, Nicene Creed Christians, and there's just so many of them. It reminds me of Paul's problem in the old church, you know, 2,000 years ago. So I just think of, let's just read a scripture. Turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It reminds me of high school. Do you guys all remember high school? Trick question. So in high school, there's cliques, and it's funny, like, when you know, there's all these cliques, and you go to a sporting event, and most of the time, all the cliques get together, and they're rooting for their team, you know? And it makes me think, like, that the Corinthian church and sometimes the church, like, sometimes we're not even rooting for the same goal, you know? And I think of Paul, like, he's the guy going from group to group trying to write the principal a birthday letter, and all the groups are like, I'm not going to sign that if they did. Well, I won't sign that if he did. Like, screw him or whatever. And Paul's like, come on, it's the principal's birthday. Like, rally together, and nobody cares. Like, so let's just read 1 Corinthians, I'll read this. So that's kind of what's going on in the Corinthian church when Paul's writing this. just some jealousy, a lot of comparing, like, you know, gifts of the Spirit are valued more than others, and we belong to this apostle kind of thing. And I'm going to read the full chapter 1. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, our brother Sosthenes. Is that right? To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. You can kind of hear Paul like rallying people together, like to the full church of God that serves Jesus. I give thanks to God always for you because of the grace of God, which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him with all speech and knowledge, even as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless, in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I appeal to you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree that there be no dissensions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me that Cleos people, that they are quarreling among you, my brethren. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos, I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I am thankful that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest any of you say that you were baptized in my name. I did also, however, baptize Stephanus. Beyond that, I don't know whether I baptized anyone. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us we are being saved. It is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believed. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and wisdom of God. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your call, brethren. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and redemption. Therefore, it is written, let him who boasts, boasts of the Lord. A lot of times I want to boast of, you know, my pastor or how cool my church is or our doctrine is solid, you know, and just I think the Lord's kind of convicted me sometimes, like, hey, boast about me. You know, boast how good I am. It's so funny, like, it's so easy for me to say, hey, will you come to church? But not to say, hey, Jesus loves you, be saved, or preach Jesus. You know, it's easy to say, hey, my church is this, and check out all the books my pastor wrote, check out my new CD of the church, and check out like this new doctrine. My pastor's on it, you know. And I really hear what Paul boasts, and he would say it today still, like, hey, boast of the church, like boast of the church down the street that's doing great things, you know. Even the Nicene Creed, even the Catholics, you know, the Pope, like, Jesus is being preached, and that's important. There's another scripture that says that pretty good. It's Philippians 1. I can just read it. This is pretty cool. Verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of partisanship, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. I haven't heard this preached on too much. I hope I'm doing it right. But let me read it again. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of partisanship, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. It seems like I see people, you know, go to hell or believe in Christ, and I hear a lot of people, like, bag on those guys, but they're preaching Christ. You know, really, is it better to be right and to divide the church, or is it better to say, hey, preach the gospel, keep going, I'm sure the Lord will teach you the right way soon enough, but good, you know, praise God and not be divided. So that's sort of the church at large, and I also think that, you know, we do it in here too. Like, maybe some people that have been around for a long time are like potato head and they don't care what happens, and some people are like Rex the dinosaur, and he just is like la 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 whatever. And then other people are like Woody. They're like, hey, I'm offended, like, this new person is so great, everybody is like all about this new guy. And or flip that, like, the new guy's like, hey, why does everybody hate me, like, I'm Andy's favorite toy, who cares, like, you know, whatever. But people in the church, I believe that we get so focused on ourselves sometimes, and it's about pleasing the Lord. And that's one of the things that Woody says in the movie. He's like, hey, who cares if we get replaced? Like, we're here for Andy when he needs us. That's what we do here. We're here. Andy wants to play with us. He plays with us. If I'm not his favorite this week, then fine. And this is just to the side. I think the Lord might have a favorite church for a year if he wants. Hey, that's my favorite church. I'm going to favor them. You know, and then next year it's this other one. Or that's just what I think that sometimes. Let's go to Philippians 2. I'm going to start at chapter 1:27, and I'm going to read through to chapter 2, verse 13. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you stand firm in one spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear omen to them that their destruction of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict which you saw and now hear to be mine. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Thank you. Have this in mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with him a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God and the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So, for God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. I think the word of the Lord is, we're not about ourselves. We're not about promoting our agendas, for sure, our church. It's all about Jesus, belonging to Jesus, looking like him. And I believe that if we point to ourselves and if we point, we might as well be at Sid's house, you know, getting torn up. We might as well be worldly. Because, like, what, you know, what's different? I think, really, if we're not boasting of the Lord, then what are we boasting of? I think that when new people come to our congregation, I want them to see, like, hey, I belong to Jesus, and I'm for his good pleasure. Do you want to be a part of this? And do you want to get your name? Do you want Jesus written on your shoe, like Toy Story, you know? That was one of the parts where Woody got jealous, that he saw on the foot, hey, that says Andy on his foot, you know? And it's all brand new, and Woody's is all worn out. And I think that, you know, Woody should have been stoked, like, hey, cool, you're in this thing too now, and this is great. So, actually, I have this. This is so you guys remember. This is not only individual, but it's for our congregation. The Lord writes his name on us, and he wants us to promote him. And everyone that walks through our door should get this same name on their shoe too. Jesus. That's my soul, yeah. On their soul, write it on their soul. All right, I think I've got one more scripture here. It's 1 Corinthians 16. To the end. Chapter 16, verse 15. Now, brethren, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts of Achaia. Now, brethren, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. I urge you to be subject to such men and to follow, and to every fellow worker and laborer. I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunas and Achaicus, because they have made up for your absence, for they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. Give recognition to such men. The churches of Asia send greetings. Aquila and Prisca, together with the church of their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. All the brethren send their greetings. Kiss one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greetings with my own hand. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. May love be with you all in Jesus Christ. Amen. I hear Paul saying, hey, if you don't want to be about Jesus, you can leave. Hey, if you just want to put a rut into this thing, there's the door. And I swear, I think Paul would say the same things to the church of OC today. It's still here, you know. We still promote our own churches, and it's just like, come on, let's just do this thing. And I pray that we would be the church that's favored this year. That'd be great. I really pray it, and I pray for revival here, and I hope we're God's new toy this year. You know? So if you guys want to stand. I'll do the benediction.